Hi there. The word for you today is deep inside you. In Deuteronomy 11, verse 18, reading from The Message, these words, get them deep inside you. So, how do you get God's word deep inside you? In 30 ways. First, by meditating on it each day. The psalmist said that the way to succeed in life is by meditating on the principles of God's word day and night, in other words, continually. But you must slow down in order to do that. Ever watch a cow chewing cud? The more it chews, the more it gets out of it. So when God impresses a thought or a scripture in your mind, think about it throughout the day. Make it your first thought in the morning and your last thought at night. If you do that for 365 days, you'll be amazed how you grow spiritually. Second way you get God's word deep inside you is by allowing it to convict you of sin and cleanse you daily. Psalm 119, verse 9, the psalmist writes, how can a young man, and let's add an older one, keep his way pure? And he answers, by living according to your word. His fellow monks used to ask Martin Luther why he spent so much time in the confessional. After all, he lived in a monastery. So what on earth could he have to confess? Chanting off key? Seriously, no. Luther was aware of his own aptitude for self-justification, and he knew that God's word is the only detergent that's strong enough to get down into the deepest recesses of your thoughts and imaginations and motives and cleanse you. Third way in which you get God's word deep inside you is by putting what you learn into practice. Your Bible knowledge may be 100 times greater than somebody else's, but if you're not 100 times more loving or patient or joyful or gracious or forgiving, what good is it? A head full of doctrine and a heart that's devoid of love will just turn people away from Christ. Today, get your theology off the drawing board and start putting it into practice. And that's the word for you today.